Listen here, everyone. Old and young, healthy and frail, hope seekers and hope skeptics, widows and widowers, bereaved sons and daughters, those who have faith and those who have none, those who trust and those who question, those who look forward and those who look back. Listen here. It's February. Long nights are fading. With each passing day, the sun extends its warm embrace, its orange and pink glow lingering longer on the town's windowsills. Daffodils, bluebells, daisies, crocuses make their long-awaited return to gardens. Apple and cherry blossoms too. Out in the bay, oysters clunk on spring tides. Ashore, many embrace the perks of winter's dusk. On street, lane, and square, lively chatter signals joyous welcome to a stretch in the evenings. Schools are out for midterm and young voices celebrate free time. The town is hugged by riverbank and shore. Fragrance of seafood dances in the air. Scribbled on menu chalkboards are a selection of chowder, mussels, lobster. From inside bars, pubs and restaurants, lively chatter radiates. World news, national news, personal news, mixed with some full-bellied laughter and despondent muttering. Delicious food has never failed to bring people together, no matter the occasion, no matter the circumstance. Walking through this town is an old woman doing her shopping. She's grateful for the spot of sunshine that's come today, a welcome break from relentless downpours of the past week, but a cold bite still remains. She walks past a group of boys outside the newsagent. They munch sweets and one wears a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, clearly hoping that the warm weather might come early. If she was his mother, she might throw a big heavy coat on him right now. She's grown accustomed to appreciating small things in life that occur all around her, especially during her past difficult year. Her husband's first anniversary is only 1 month away. She wonders to herself how 11 months can go by so quickly and so slowly at the same time. Often, she still hears the distinct sound of his heavy shoes trudging down the stairs when she's preparing breakfast or putting away the groceries. Yet she realizes she's not the only one who's in pain, given the strange, unusual age the world finds itself in. As a result, she's learned how to enjoy the small, sometimes silly things that she encounters each day, like her pet cat scrambling around the living room floor to catch a dust bunny. Or perhaps she overhears conversation between two young girls in town, innocently fawning on their favourite pop star. She's also discovered the power of a great book in healing a wounded heart. But she's found some comfort, especially in the changing of the seasons. The leaves going from green to brown to green once again. The certainty with which it all happens brings much needed peace. As she passes a well-known restaurant, she's warmed by the aroma of buttered potatoes and battered fish. The woman sees a familiar face coming towards her. The younger woman is a former pupil from her teaching days. She marvels at how the once little girl has grown. The girl's steps are quick and urgent, looking like she has somewhere to be. The older woman does not know if she should stop to say hello. Maybe she's in a hurry. Ah, maybe she won't remember her. It was so long ago. "Hi there," she hears a moment later. "Remember me?" The younger woman is standing before her now, a smile so warm emerging from her mouth that she couldn't help but feel welcome. "Of course I do. How are you, Laura?" "I'm doing all right, thanks. Helen." Laura only ever knew Helen by her last name, Mrs. Clancy. Never did she expect to bump into her now after so many years. But she never did forget her old sixth-class teacher, whose passion and heartiness made even the sleepiest of students engaged in any subject. Helen remarks how so much has happened since the last time they saw each other, not really knowing if she means in the world or in their personal lives. She can't help but notice a flicker of sadness flash across Laura's face. Yeah, everyone's really struggling right now. Helen hopes that Laura hasn't suffered too greatly. Laura says she lost her job back in April. It was tough to adjust to after 8 wonderful years she had worked for a family business. Helen wants to hug her, but can't, given the times they're in. A silent shake of the head will have to do. Laura had been on her way back from an interview for another place when they ran into each other. She thinks it went well. Helen, after some more conversation, mentions her husband's passing. She's not sure why she did. It seems strange to inform Laura of something so personal when they just bumped into each other on the street. Maybe it's the time they're living in, when it isn't shameful to admit you're suffering, because everyone's going through it, in some form. Maybe it's because she just wants some company. Laura says, "Sorry for your loss." In that moment, Laura's eyebrows furrow. The same kind face Helen had seen every day in class is before her again. Those same words spoken so often to her in her home, in the church, in the street. People were sincere, but sometimes they were a blur. They became more like a routine than an affirmation. Like those muttered "peace be with yous" and awkward handshakes at mass. But as the words leave Laura's lips, they take on a new meaning. There's such sincerity to them. Helen is touched and thanks her. Laura asks how she's coping. How was her Christmas? She quickly adds that hopefully this year will be better for everyone. Both women share their deepest wounds and most daring hopes, as other people around them drink from their coffee cups and take money from ATMs. And then a silence comes over them. Helen is about to say her goodbyes, thinking it's her cue to leave the conversation, when Laura asks if she wanted to take a walk with her. The two women stroll towards the art centre at the end of Main Street. Laura tells Helen the work of local artists displayed in the gallery clears her mind. She says it reminds her that there are always different types of ways of looking at people and everyday places. Inside, Helen begins to notice how raised brushstrokes swirl with mixed colour to show something words sometimes can't. Through the enormous glass window of the gallery, Helen notices the sun still is present glowing in afternoon. This time last month, darkness would have cloaked the surrounding streets. Laura comes to stand next to her, saying that there's a grand stretch. They giggle together. They wander from the centre and soon stand quayside where the river joins the sea. A formation of birds soars across the sky. The two women observe the evening's flood tide raise boats at moorings. Helen remarks that it won't be long now until the swallows migrate here for the summer. This is her favourite marker of warmer days on the way. She adores the sound of chirping emanating from a small nook under her roof, where they build their nest every year. Helen and Laura take in the scene before them, wordlessly. Yellow-orange beams dances across rippling tide. Terraced houses and string-lit restaurants embrace the harbour on either side, the evening sun painting the flooding tide and homes on the eastern shore. Barely a sound to be heard. Nothing needs to be said. For just this moment, the world has stopped for them. For these brief few minutes, neither of them is burdened nor troubled. Brushstrokes in their minds blend sea, sky, river, people, place, town, and despite surrounding uncertainty, both know that there will be more light tomorrow. Look now, everyone, all of you who are old or young, healthy or frail, all of you who mourn for a person, for a livelihood, all of you who don't dare to have hope that things can get better, look at the daffodils sprouting from bulbs under the soil, oysters in the bay and lamb on the heather, the scrambling together of swallows' nests in the garden, the boldness of the sun, here to stay for longer. Step outside and observe the rebirth that's happening all around you, and get lost in art, books, theatre, the endless creativity of humankind. Allow your fears, wounds, disappointments and failures to leave you, even if it's only for a short while.